If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Pregnant Together. Pregnant Together is a virtual community for queer folks, single parents, and anyone who has ever felt different when it comes to growing your family. It is run by queer midwife Maria Goodman, and it offers tons of resources for everything from trying to conceive to parenting. You get all kinds of stuff. And listeners of the Queer Family Podcast get their first month for free. You can click the link in our show notes to go directly there, or just go to pregnanttogether.com/QFP-discount. That's Queer Family Podcast-discount. Go check it out.
The Queer Family Podcast. Love is love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Queer Family Podcast, the show all about family, but with gay. My name is Jamie. I'm your host. And you, my beautiful friends, are tuning into the show that highlights, uplifts, celebrates, and normalizes LGBTQIA plus families in all of our beautiful identities. And every episode does just that. It is very true. And I'm coming at you for the very final episode of season 15. And our next episode is the beginning of our Pride extravaganza. Yes, yes. Pride is around the corner, my friends. And I am very excited for us all to have this month of celebration and pride, for lack of a better word. Oh, I'm wearing my Pride flag bandana, in case you're watching the video. And I will try to wear it as much as I can in every intro for Pride. We'll see what happens. But we got some great episodes coming at you for the Pride extravaganza, starting with none other than the iconic queen, Rosie O'Donnell. And then we might have someone named Colton Underwood, who was a bachelor, you know, on that show, who was also a pro football player and now happens to be gay and on his way to parenthood. Yeah, so him. And then also some really other amazing, amazing folks that you all are going to love to hear from. I don't want to give it all away. I don't. But it's all very exciting and I can't wait for you to hear it. And now to kick off our last week before Pride, like, we are almost there, y'all. It's coming. It is our month. The LGBTQIA community is about to rise. People, watch out. It's going to be rainbows everywhere. So last year I did the Pride Extravaganza, same thing, where I released double the episodes throughout the entire month of June. So instead of one weekly episode on Monday, during June, you got two episodes, one on Monday and one on Thursday, all of very amazing LGBTQIA individuals who are really showing up in a wonderful way for our community. And it was a hit and it was fun. And I'm doing it again. And at the very end of it, I asked every single interview during the Pride Extravaganza this one question: what does Pride mean to you? And they all had such beautiful reactions that I put it into a compilation as we finished out that month. And so what I want to do here at the end of this episode is I'm going to share all of their reactions one more time so you can hear it, so you can get really, really get the feel for Pride. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Right? Right, y'all? So let's get ready by hearing what Pride means to everybody else. I've been thinking about Pride a lot lately. My idea of Pride has really come through for me just in these last couple of days. Pride to me is firmly knowing my truth, knowing it and believing in it and not backing down no matter what. That is pride to me. The ability to not back down no matter what, which is so scary. And that's pride. If we can hold on to that in the face of all this shit that is thrown at us, that's the true meaning of pride. And that's what pride means to me. And I'd love for y'all to let me know what pride means to you. And also, LGBTQ Family Day, I'm going to be sharing some stuff about my family on social media. And I invite you all to do the same. Let's lift it up as best we can, because we all deserve to be seen and safe and heard. That being said, I would love to play for you a compilation of what others have said pride means to them. Please enjoy, take a listen, and happy pride, motherfuckers. Happy pride, y'all. Enjoy it. I love you. Mwah. Love you all.
Queer Family Podcast, love is love.
This episode is sponsored by Feather Snack. Okay, hold on, y'all. I have to tell you about something that my wife got us into and that my whole family is loving now. Brace yourselves. It's the Feather Snap Scout Smart Bird Feeder. Yes, I said bird feeder. This thing is so cool, and it offers a brand new way to connect with nature and learn about the birds right in your own backyard. Or if you're like us living in New York City, it's in your friend's backyard in the country, and you get to use the app connected to it to learn all the stuff. It's got this high resolution camera that connects to an app so you can check out a live stream from your feeder. You can take photos and videos of the birds that visit. You can ID the species using expert trained AI, and you can earn badges along the way. You can even, y'all, learn fun facts about hundreds of species. For example, did you know that American crows can recognize and remember people's faces? And they can even teach their young who's a friend and who's a foe? I know that now. Did you? Seriously, the Feather Snap Feeder is entertaining, it's educational, and it's just a whole bunch of fun for the whole family. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. All right, y'all. I just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Sunbasket. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big fan of grocery shopping or meal planning or anything that goes along with any of that. But I do very much care about eating healthy. But when you don't like to grocery shop or plan meals, it is really hard to cook healthy dinners for your family. And that's where Sunbasket comes in. They're a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. And you can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. We just had orzo bowls with broccoli, sun-dried tomatoes, and pea stew, and it was delicious. My kids even liked them. I can't speak to Sunbasket more. I love them. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitments to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very, very best. You just have to go to sunbasket.com/queerfam today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/queerfam to save $120, y'all, across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Go do that. Get some healthy food. There you go.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Jose Rolon of NYC Gay Dad.
Pride to me definitely means being open to receiving and accepting love from all walks of life. I think that right now we're in a place where there's a lot of division. And I don't believe that we should be one extreme or the other. I do think that there are people in our community that operate on a very extreme way, but that's not really the way to get the message across. And so I think we just really need to be more open to listening and a lot less talking and more listening. And so for me, pride comes with all that. You want to be prideful of how you're showing up in the world, so that hopefully you can attract the same thing that, you know, you want. And, you know, and I think that right now we're in a place where I think a lot of people are really frustrated right now. But if we look at history, I think we are definitely going to be back on the upswing, you know, over the next 5 years. And that is my hope. But I do think that pride is for everybody. We just have to open up those minds a little bit more.
I love that. Katie Mason.
What does pride mean to me? I mean, that's such a big question. You know, I think like what pride means for me, just especially just as it relates to what I do, is pride is about everybody having the same opportunities. Like I said before, making things accessible for everyone, no matter what your sexual orientation is, and being able to have those choices, the same choices that everybody else does. And I think that's how I feel about pride.
I love that. I love that answer. Brian and Alec Maslin of Meet the Maslins.
For me, pride means me just being unapologetically myself, just being my authentic, true self. I'm proud of who I am, proud of everything that I've done, and loving me for who I am.
Mm. When I think of pride, I think of, similar to like the rays of sunshine, I feel like pride is being a light not only for yourself, but also for other people who may be in the dark as well. It's being a voice for people who just aren't at that stage yet, whatever that looks like. And standing up in your truth to make it easier for somebody after you to do the same.
I'm crying. No, I really am crying. That was beautiful. Brett Shuford and Stephen Hanna of the Broadway Husbands.
It's changed as a parent, right?
Yeah.
Pride for me is about community. I feel like I want to know that the people who are in my life and my child's life have our backs 100% and unapologetically and no excuses. It just is. We just love you unconditionally, no matter what. And we're going to fight for you. And if you're not there, bye-bye. Like, if you're not, going to be there for us, then
it's okay.
We're not there. You know, it's okay. You don't have to, but we're not going to probably stick around. Like, there were things I think I was willing to tolerate to a certain point before having a child that I just won't tolerate anymore.
And I think that that's what, you know, pride means for us, is just being fully ourselves and confident and in our skin and trying to lead the path and clear the path even more for our now son, and feeling confident and able to do that, and feeling fortunate enough that we live in a place that we can do that, because we know that we have a lot of privilege and we acknowledge that. And, you know, we just want to be the best selves for us and for now our baby.
I love that. And because once you have those little suckers, like, you have to model pride in your family, no matter what. I say that all the time. You can't just let things fly under the rug anymore. No. Cause they're watching. They're watching and they're taking it in. Right. So unapologetically proud. I love that. Yes. 100%. Oh, good answer, y'all. I love you too.
Richard and Carlos Siegler Carter of The Real Dads of New York.
Pride to me is self-love, truly loving all the imperfections of myself and standing in my truth that I'm a Black man having a gay experience, and I love the husband that I have, and I love my family. Anytime I wake up and I'm above ground, I feel that I'm blessed enough, and questioning the universe, how can I be an assistant to you making the world a better place? Because at the end of the day, I won't be here forever, but between my date of birth to when I'm dying or when I die, the dash is what makes the importance, and how I live in those dash, accepting me and loving me through the changes or the growth process, embracing all parts of myself. So
that's a good answer.
I love that. Richard?
For me, it means that you're constantly aware of who you are, what makes you who you are, your ability to share who you are with other people, even when it's uncomfortable to do that. It's a demonstration that you are love, you are a part of love, and you are deserving of love. And I think all of those things are important when we're thinking about being prideful and walking in our purpose and truth.
Right, knowing your value and know that it's not about the clothes you wear or the car you drive or the house you live in. It's you.
Yeah. I did not own my first pride flag until 2020. And I didn't think about that before, because to me, I never needed a flag to do that. Right. But I get it. Right. There are and this is where I think some of us get into a little bit of trouble. Mm-hmm. When you're not public, you still have to have pride within yourself. Right. And
that's where it starts.
And pride will look different, as I mentioned, for everyone. And so when all those symbols go away, when the flag goes away, when allies are no longer our allies, when we have all the things, you're still left with yourself and with your community. And what binds us all, and I say this to people that I meet at work, personally, what unites all of us is a human experience, and love is at the center of that.
A lot of folks wave the flag, but hate themselves. We are still on a daily journey, learning to accept ourselves, especially, again, based on our programming. Growing up in church, growing up in a culture that says you should die, you don't deserve to live. Once you peel those layers of hate off, the gem, the diamond of who you truly are in that space is so important for you to embrace, because then you recognize your value. Because so many times I struggled why it took so long to embrace myself and love me for who I am. And once I did not care about those things anymore, I then recognized all the scriptures you're going to bring to me, I can poke holes in those theory, then why am I measuring myself with what your belief system is? Mm-hmm. Right. If God is love, in my imperfection, he loves me just the same. And I think anyone who's hearing this or seeing this should recognize that your love just the way you are. So now turn that internally and love yourself just for who you are.
I love this question. Everybody makes me cry when you answer it. Like, it's like so beautiful. Everybody, all of you. And I'll tell you what, those boys are real lucky to have you. Really.
Thank you.
I mean,
he's a great dad.
And so are you. Britt and Sydney Sharon of the Sharon Moms.
It goes back to visibility matters. It's a celebration of who we are today. It is an accomplishment of where we've come and where we have yet to go. It is a moment where we get to reflect on the not so pride celebratory stuff. It is part of that too. It's the other side of it.
I think it's a celebration of everything that we've really had to go through. I think that it is an opportunity to say we're not going back in the closet and we are here. We are grateful and proud of where we've come and how we've gotten there. So, you know, I think it all, you know, it has so many folds now for so many people. It's an opportunity to like come out. It's an opportunity to educate others. It's an opportunity to like feel like included. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we had to deal with police raids and being arrested and attacked and brutalized. And so it's like, no, we're taking our power back. And that's what pride means. And it goes back to visibility matters. That's how we can show our pride all the time, not just in, you know, June.
I love that. I love that answer. That was a good answer. Eric and Adam McEwen of the McHusbands.
The first thing that comes to my mind, what does pride mean to me, would be family. Because we worked so hard to have what we have now as a family. And I'm so proud of us and I'm so proud of our kids. So I think like that pride and family really resonate together for me, at least, just because like it's a life I never expected to have, but it's a life that is so much more fulfilling than the life I had before. Like there's so many mm-hmm. layers.
And pride means something different now than it did before, you know, and it grows as you grow older. I think it changes like the pride for the family now and, you know, having that and making sure that, you know, what the world that they're going to live in is better than the world that you lived in and more understanding. So it's that you have to have pride for your family and that involves your chosen family as well. And I think, yeah.
And I think before kids, I always associated pride with like just loving yourself. But then like once you have a family, it's all about like the love for yourself and others. And like, I don't know, it's just so much more than just you, I guess.
You can't hide your identity anymore when the kids are watching, right?
Exactly.
You have to be loud and proud no matter what, because you're trying to instill pride in them.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
So, 100%. Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that answer. Family. That's beautiful. I'm going to cry. Claire Wasserman of Ladies Get Paid.
I think off the top of my head, or I guess just the instinct I have about pride is just unabashedly yourself. Like, no fucks given. I am here and queer. There you go.
There it is. Yeah. I love that. And it's true, right? We have to be more unabashedly ourselves. I agree.
Yeah.
Eric and Tony Von Trainer of Mr. Von Trainer.
For us, it has a different meaning now after having kids than it did before. Before, pride was being loud, being proud, being inclusive, and showing that we're here and it is okay to be gay. It's okay to be lesbian. It's okay to be trans. Like, we are incredible humans who deserve every right that anyone else does. Now, it looks a little different for us. After having our girls, we want to show them that, you know, families come in so many different shapes and forms. Two moms, two dads, anyone and everyone in between, you know. There's so many different shapes to families, and every single family is rooted in the same thing, and that is love. And that's what pride is for us, is showing our girls and any other kids, families, anyone else out there that pride is about love and creating a family and growing two beautiful little nuggets and showing them the beauty of the world and showing them that they need to be proud of their family because there's nothing wrong with their family.
There's nothing wrong with your family. And it was built with a lot of intention and a lot of thought.
A lot.
And a lot of love.
Oh, yeah.
So I love that. I love that. That's beautiful. Tony, you have anything to add to that?
Again, like I said, I have a few years in here. So for me, it's pride has changed. In the beginning, it was oh my God, I can't believe people are out there celebrating this. Oh my God, what if people find out about me? To being embraced by the community. Like, okay, wait a minute. Wait, this isn't so bad. To, okay, then it went to like I got to go out and party on the weekend. Then it turned into like, okay, no, this is really, you've got to be an example. You don't have to be, but you can choose to be. And that's kind of what we've chosen to do, is just be an example for folks. So like, hey, you know, it's not bad. It's not what, you know, if you are in an area or you're in a family that is not inclusive or that's not accepting, call us or call some. There are people that are out there that are willing to listen. And it's just being that the whole sense of like family can look so many different ways. Right. He's much better with words than I am. No, that was beautiful.
Don't cut yourself short, Tony. And I think it's beautiful. I think y'all are beautiful. I'm so happy. Your girls are home and you are one complete unit. And I cannot wait to see what comes next.
Queer Family Podcast.
Whew. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, feel free to listen to another or watch another. I have so many episodes for your listening or viewing pleasure. Just go pick one and enjoy. There's a lot. There really is. And also, if you really do like this show, please, I know I say it all the time, but please do consider supporting the show on Patreon. You're just going to go to patreon.com/thequeerfamilypodcast. You're going to pick a tier, you're going to join, and you're going to get that bonus content. And you're also going to get my love and adoration for the rest of my life. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Keep on tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Mwah.
Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.